This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Questronlite. Active ingredient, S. cholestyramine. This leaflet provides important information about using Questronlite. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Questronlite. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Questronlite? Questronlite contains the active ingredient cholestyramine. Questronlite belongs to a group of medicines called resins. It reduces the level of cholesterol in the blood by combining with bile in the small intestine to form an insoluble complex, which is then excreted in feces. The reduction of blood cholesterol levels helps to prevent blockages in the blood vessels to the heart, which reduces the likelihood of angina, chest pain with heart disease and heart attacks. Questronlite is used to reduce high levels of cholesterol in the blood and assist in the prevention of coronary heart disease. It also used as an accompanying therapy to your diet, in order to reduce cholesterol. For the relief of pruritus, itching associated with the flow of bile being partially blocked. For the relief of diarrhea caused by surgery, or disease of the small bowel. Questronlite may be used alone, or in combination with other medicines. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed this medicine for another reason. This medicine is not addictive. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. The safety and effectiveness of using Questronlite in infants and children has not been established. What should I know before I use Questronlite? Warnings. Do not use Questronlite if you are allergic to any medicine containing cholestyramine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have been diagnosed with complete biliary obstruction, where no bile is secreted into the intestine. A bile duct obstruction, also known as biliary obstruction, is where one of the ducts that carries bile from the liver to the intestine via the gallbladder becomes blocked. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed, or the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions. Hypothyroidism. Diabetes. Nephrotic syndrome, which is a kidney disorder that causes your body to excrete too much protein in your urine. Liver problems. Jaundice and yellowing of the skin and eyes. Phenylketonuria, PKU. Blood problems and blood clotting associated with vitamin K deficiency. Hyperchloremic acidosis and too much chloride in the blood. Constipation. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Questronlite. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant, or intend to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Questronlite may interfere with each other. These include thyroid and thyroxine preparations, warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots, chlorothiazide, a diuretic which is used to help you excrete more urine, tetracyclines, antibiotics which fight bacterial infections, phenobarbital, phenobarbitone, a medicine used to treat epilepsy, digitalis, aldosterone antagonists, a diuretic which is used to help you excrete more urine, inorganic iron, estrogenic drugs. Do not stop taking Questronlite if you have been taking a medicine with toxic side effects such as digitalis while you are using Questronlite, as this could be hazardous to your health. These medicines may be affected by question light, or affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid, while taking this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect question light. How do I use question light? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? Adults. Maintenance or ongoing therapy. 12 to 16 grams of cholestyramine resin equivalent to 14.1 to 18.8 grams of question light per day. Children and infants. No dosage regimen has been established for children. Your doctor will start therapy in a child with small doses and adjust the dose depending on the child's response to initial therapy. How to take it? Question light must not be taken in its dry form. It must always be mixed with water, juice, or other fluids before taking. Add the contents of the 4-gram sachet to 100 to 150 milliliters of water or fruit juice. Mix immediately by stirring vigorously. Continue to stir until the mixture is even. The powder will not dissolve. Drink the entire mixture immediately. Rinse the container and drink the rinse to ensure that you have taken the full dose. Make sure you use the full amount of water and ensure that it is well mixed before you drink it. You can mix question light with thin soups or pulpy fruits with a high water content, e.g. pureed apple or crushed pineapple. If care is taken, you can mix it with carbonated drinks. When to take question light? Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking your medicine at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take your medicine. If you are taking other medicines, you must take them 1 hour before taking question light, or 4 to 6 hours after taking question light. How long to take it? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you forget to use question light, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose that you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure of what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much question light, if you think that you have used too much question light, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using question light? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking question light. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking question light. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Things you should not do. Do not take question light to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or lower the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not take question light in its dry form. Always mix it with water or other fluids before you take it. Driving or using machines. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how question light affects you. As with other medicines, question light may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, drowsiness, or tiredness in some people. Make sure you know how you react to it before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Avoid drinking large quantities of alcohol. If you drink alcohol, your dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. large quantities of alcohol may increase your chance of cholesterol causing liver problems. Things that would be helpful for lowering your cholesterol levels: a healthy diet and reduction in your weight is recommended before using cholesterol for cholesterol reduction. Looking after your medicine: keep your sachets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store cholesterol or any other medicine in the bathroom or near a sink. Do not leave it on a windowsill or in the car. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine: if your doctor tells you to stop taking this medicine or the expiry date has passed, ask your pharmacist what to do with any medicine that is left over. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are taking cholesterol. This medicine helps most people, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects: constipation, hemorrhoids. The above list includes the more common side effects of your medicine. What to do? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of the following and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects: abdominal pain, flatulence, wind or gas, nausea, vomiting, heartburn, diarrhea, anorexia, loss of appetite, indigestion, steatorrhea, the presence of excess fat in the feces. Stools may be bulky and difficult to flush, have a pale and oily appearance, and can be especially foul-smelling. Rash and irritation of the tongue, skin or anal area. Changes in bowel motions. Chest pain, headache, anxiety, dizziness, drowsiness. The above list includes serious side effects that may require medical attention. What to do? Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you notice any of the following serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details: this medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What cholesterol contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient: 850 mg per gram of cholestyramine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients: aspartame, citric acid, colloidal anhydrous silica, orange juice flavor 059. 107 AGIP 0551, ARTGPI number 1291, propylene glycol alginate, xanthan gum. Potential allergens: aspartame. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What cholesterol looks like? Cholesterol is a cream-colored, fine powder. It is available in sachets containing 4 grams of cholestyramine. There are 50 sachets in the box. Ostar 11971. Who distributes cholesterol? Vitris Pty Ltd. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.vitris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in May 2nd, 2022. Cholesterol is a Viatris company trademark. Cholesterol_CMI/May22/00.